hum 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 hum. You may have heard, glee clubs are popular once again, very popular. The Fox TV series Glee has inspired people to sing with each other and to sing in public. The series' influence can be felt and heard, especially heard, at McNair Middle School in Fayetteville. Last week, the school's Glee Club, nearly three dozen strong, came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF.
We know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong.
The singers, called Crescenda, have already performed at Arvest Ballpark before a Northwest Arkansas Naturals game, and they will offer a concert Thursday night at McNair Middle School Cafeteria. When the Glee Club came to our studio, they were accompanied by their instructors, Jenny Alves and Katie Seifritz.
Oh, I get the enjoyment. I love singing and I love dancing, and it's the end result. If they give me goosebumps and chills, then they've really accomplished something. I love seeing their faces and their smiles and them having a wonderful job.
And at this age group, watching them commit themselves to something and watching them just rise to the occasion and come together as a group and do what they love, which is this group singing and dancing, it's really fun to watch.
The Owl says she finds songs that are popular that the students like, including selections that have been featured on the TV show Glee. The repertoire includes pop, musical theater, and jazz. Many of the songs, think Journey or Motown, are at least 20 years older than the singers, or 30 or 40 years, but they say, the students, that that doesn't matter at all. Jenny Owl says the group approaches each song the same way.
We hand out the sheet music, we do a run-through, we listen to it, we sight-read it, but prior to that, I do voicing. I warm them up seeing who's going to sing alto, soprano. We've got our very strong baritone section for four guys right now. Awesome job, and we can hear you. So the whole process of placing them between parts is a day. And then we just dive right into the music, learning. And I have soprano singing, learning the alto part, altos learning the soprano part, and I even had all the girls, all the sopranos and altos learning the baritone part.
Here is the McNair Middle School Glee Club called Crescenda inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio last week.
Thank you.
Some of these middle school students will pursue music further, some won't. Jenny says the experience will benefit them all nonetheless.
Oh, definitely. I mean, a lot of them are going to go off into different fields, but quite a few that I can think of are going to continue in theater, whether or not it's local or they move out of the area, and they continue, definitely.
The nearly three dozen students in the McNair Middle School Glee Club inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio earlier this month. They will give a concert performance Thursday night in the McNair Middle School cafeteria in Fayetteville. And since they were 33 students strong, we didn't have enough time to have each mention their name, so
I'm going to count to three, and when I say three, everyone just say their name. And that way we'll know that everyone's name gets on the air. So, ready? You'll just say your name, who you are. One, two, three.
This is Ozarks at Large.